This is Kill Radio. This is DJ Hard Drive. This is Punk number 8.
Achieving anything, it's just digression. They play rock and roll at airports. That's about as like advanced as it can possibly get.
But there was
too limited.
But there was a time when you didn't feel that way.
It is too much like a structure, a church.
Yeah, but there was
a religion, a fast.
A time when you did not feel that way. What made you change?
No, I've always felt this way.
Even when you were with the Sex Pistols?
I wondered when you'd get round to that one. Yes, even then. Because the Sex Pistols was going to be the absolute end of rock and roll, which I thought it was. Unfortunately, the majority of the public, being the senile animals that they are, got that wrong. Too bad. All they want is an image, something flash.
Where did the name the Sex Pistols come from? Who thought that name up?
Some animal, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. It's history.
Well, I think history matters a little bit. When you say some animal, was this a member of the band that
history
made it?
History does not matter. I mean, your program's called Tomorrow. There must be a reason behind that.
Well, unless we remember our yesterdays, there will be no tomorrows.
Oh, getting back to public image.
Beg your pardon?
Getting back to Pill.
Oh, to public image.
Yeah, we were saying we learnt from our yesterdays and our recent American tour that it was embarrassing to go on stage and do gigs, because it seems to be an old-fashioned format to go on stage with guitars and play loud music. I mean, I'm definitely into loud, annoying music, but getting back to the communication side of things, the people that you're communicating to.
A concert these days is a bunch of gits on a stage with all these idiots down in the pits worshipping them, thinking they're heroes. There should be no difference between who's on stage and who's in the audience. And we've tried very hard to break down those barriers, but it's not working. So we have to think again. So in the meantime, we'll put our attention somewhere else.
Can I ask you what you did to try to break down the barriers between the people on stage and in the audience? Some of the things...
We were totally honest with them. We went on stage and we were totally honest. We weren't saying, look at me, I'm great, I'm a superstar. And we weren't saying particularly anything. We were going on there and playing our music. And anything could have happened when we went on stage. And lots of things did happen. But we were totally honest with that audience. And the reactions we got, which we got about 4 years ago in England, or the Sex Pistols got in various other punk bands.
That's the trouble with America. You're so digressive.
John said something in an interview, everyone's really preoccupied with going backwards. And I think the reason it's a good idea not to be a rock and roll band and to concentrate or direct our energies as a company is because...
Well, look to the future, right? It doesn't look like we're going to have much of one voice in the US of A.
Then let's take it from
there. Tuller's a pop hero nowadays, I hear.
Excuse me for talking while you're interrupting. I have to do a couple of commercials,
so we'll... Humor me.
Continue, not for long, with this fascinating discussion right after these announcements. Isn't this fun, gang?
WE Star and WXHD Mount Hope and WFMU.org.
Almost forgotten where we were when we were at.
We'll be right back.
That's Cabaret Voltaire and Nag, Nag, Nag. And before that, from 1980, it was Tom Snyder, the late Tom Snyder, interviewing John Lydon and Keith Levine on the Tomorrow program. And isn't that perfectly punk? Hating rock and roll? Want to be the end of rock and roll? Punk? Punk is energy. Punk is youth and energy. And it is not negative. It is anarchistic. And that's where we are tonight, in anarchy, but not totally, but dark. And the set started with The Velvet Underground, an unreleased mix of Head Held High that probably should have been a single and probably would have been a big hit if it had come out in 1977. This is punk number 8 here on Kill Radio. And these, Mark Stewart and company, these are the New Age Steppers, High Ideals, and Crazy Dreams.
Yeah.
New Age Steppers, High Ideals, and Crazy Dreams. And from San Francisco in the classic punk era, these are the Avengers. We are the one.
Class clan, I said,
That's Steel Pulse. Yeah, that's punk too, because it's energy and it fights. It's doing something. And this is Snatch When I'm Bored. When I'm Bored, and this is Spiz Energy.
Control of you, we will help you see the light. If you are incapable, you will have the right to life. 6,000 crazy, this is the new age. 6,000 crazy. Murder one, section four, murder one, 33, murder one. Control of you, we will help you see the light. If you are incapable, you will lose your right to life. 6,000 crazy, this is the new age. 6,000 crazy. 6,000 crazy, 6,000 crazy, this is the new way. Murder one, section four. Murder one.
Washington, D.C., I think. The Suburban Lawns and Boyfriend. That's fucking terrific. Spiz Oil or Spiz Energy, whatever you call them, 6,000 Crazy. Snatch, When I'm Bored. Steel Pulse, Ku Klux Klan. Yes, dub reggae can be punk. In fact, it inspired so much punk. The Avengers, We Are the One. The New Age Steppers, that was what was inspired. The Cabaret Voltaire, Tom Snyder and the Public Image and the Velvet Underground. Yeah, this is punk number 8 here on Kill Radio.